National privacy advocates are praising New Hampshire's new student data privacy law. Last week, to basically no fanfare, Governor Maggie Hassan signed a bill that provides clarity in an area that in many states is largely unregulated. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports while the bill had a nearly frictionless run through the legislature, there are concerns it could squelch innovation down the line.
There's a database in New Hampshire nestled in hard drives in the Department of Education with all sorts of information about student test scores, graduation rates, and achievement. It shows how poor kids do on tests compared to rich kids, how minorities perform, and whether schools are improving on those tests. Whenever it's used, it's totally anonymous. Only a handful of employees at the DOE can match these test scores with student names. That makes New Hampshire already ahead of the curve.
Student data is really, it's really a wild, wild west situation.
Joshua Blyberg analyzes student data research for the Brookings Institution.
There's a lot of good actors. There's a lot of bad actors out there. And the ways that data is being gathered, I mean, to say it's largely unregulated is probably an understatement.
But here in New Hampshire, that's not the case. And according to Bill Duncan, a newly minted member of the State Board of Education, that's thanks to one man.
Neil Kirk is Mr. Privacy in New Hampshire. New Hampshire has among the best state-level student data privacy laws in the country because of his work over past years.
The bill that Representative Neil Kirk sponsored passed on unanimous votes in both houses of the legislature. It includes a laundry list of data that schools can't give to the state for keeping on the centralized database or to companies giving statewide tests. Duncan, who has positioned himself as the state's most vocal advocate for the new educational goalposts, the Common Core, was interested in data privacy for his own reasons.
It's portrayed as an anti-Common Core issue, and I was particularly interested in removing it as an anti-Common Core issue.
For his part, Representative Kirk, a long-serving Republican from Ware, is more concerned that the information that schools have,
medical issues, philosophical views, values,
doesn't wind up in the wrong hands.
They do these assessments where a student is asked about his use of drugs, his sex, activities. So the question is, who should have access to that data?
Under the new law, schools can still gather data and give it to researchers or companies providing some sort of educational product. But that data isn't warehoused all in one place.
The problem with having all data in a state depository is that it's so easy in the future to change the law, and then all of this information would be available.
And the law is catching the attention of some national privacy watchdogs. Kalia Barnes is with the Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC. Her group is concerned that student data will be used by people who aren't necessarily interested in improving students' grades.
Without appropriate checks and balances, you could use that, yeah, for research purposes, or to say, we're going to market to these children.
And Barnes, who looks at privacy bills nationwide, is impressed with New Hampshire's law.
I would say that this is one of the most comprehensive laws that I have seen.
She isn't the only one nationally who likes the bill. Joshua Blyberg with the Brookings Institution sees it as a step forward as well.
So I think largely it strikes the right balance. I do have some concerns about how things could play out in the future.
While the law still allows schools to contract individually with companies that want to use student data to provide some sort of personalized education product, it would restrict so-called big data. What does that mean? Blyberg says, imagine a student who's new to a district, doesn't speak English, and has a specific learning disability.
It's likely that there's no other students like that in the district that that student just transferred to. When you can compare and look across an entire state or larger than that, rather than just saying, let's look what happened to other struggling students, they're saying, let's look at what worked for a student very much like this one who's right in front of me. So that's where the big and big data gets its value.
These kinds of services are still mostly theoretical, and it's no sure thing that they really need access to New Hampshire's database to work. So New Hampshire policymakers feel sure they haven't closed the door on anything too important. Though they may change their mind if big data actually does start to change the game in education nationwide. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.